Your slander fans the anger in my heart. I'm no stranger to sports, for all your taunts. I've held my place in the front ranks, I tell you, long as I could trust to my youth and striving hands. But now I'm wrestled down by pain and hardship. Look, I've borne my share of struggles, cleaving my way through wars of men and pounding waves at sea. Nevertheless, despite so many blows, I'll give your games a whirl, your insults cut to the quick. You rouse my fighting blood. Up he sprang, cloak and all, and seized a discus, huge and heavy, more weighty by far than those the Phaeacians used to hurl and test each other. Wheeling round, he let loose with his great hand, and the stone whirred on, and down to ground they went. Those lords of the long oars and master mariners, cringing under the rock's onrush, soaring lightly out of his grip, flying away past all the other marks, and Queen Athena, built like a man, staked out the spot and cried out with a voice of triumph, "Even a blind man, friend, could find your mark by groping around. It's not mixed up in the crowd, it's far in front. There's nothing to fear in this event. No one can touch you, much less beat your distance." At that the heart of the long-suffering hero laughed. So glad to find a ready friend in the crowd, that lighter in mood he challenged all Phaeacia's best. "Now go match that, you young pups, and straight away I'll hurl you another, just as far, I swear, or even farther. All the rest of you, anyone with a spine and spirit, step right up and try me. You've incensed me so. At boxing, wrestling, racing, nothing daunts me. Any Phaeacian here except Laodamas himself, the man's my host. Who would fight his friend? He'd have to be good for nothing, senseless, yes, to challenge his host and come to grips in games in a far-off land at that. He'd cut his own legs short. But there are no others I'd deny or think beneath me. I'll take on all contenders, gladly, test them head to head. I'm not half bad in the world of games where men compete. Well, I know how to handle a fine-polished bow, the first to hit my man in a mass of enemies, even with rows of comrades pressing near me, taking aim with our shafts to hit our targets. Philoctetes alone outshot me there at Troy, when ranks of Achaean archers bent their bows. Of the rest, I'd say that I outclassed them all, men still alive who eat their bread on earth, but I'd never vie with the men of days gone by. Not Heracles, not Eurytus of Oechalia, archers who rivaled immortal powers with their bows. That's why noble Eurytus died a sudden death. No old age, creeping upon him in his halls. Apollo shot him down, enraged that the man had challenged him, the archer god. As for spears, I can fling a spear as far as the next man wings an arrow. Only at sprinting, I fear you'd leave me in the dust. I've taken a shameful beating out on heavy seas. No conditioning there on shipboard day by day. My legs have lost their spring." He finished. All stood silent, hushed. Only Alcinous found a way to answer. "Stranger, friend, nothing you say among us seems ungracious. You simply want to display the gifts you're born with. Stung that a youngster marched up to you in the games, mocking, ridiculing your prowess as no one would who had some sense of fit and proper speech. But come now, hear me out, so you can tell our story to other lords as you sit and feast in your own halls some day, your own wife and your children by your side, remembering there our island prowess here. What skills great Zeus has given us as well, down all the years from our father's day till now. We're hardly world-class boxers or wrestlers, I admit, but we can race like the wind. We're champion sailors, too, and always dear to our hearts, the feast, the lyre and dance, and changes of fresh clothes, our warm baths and beds. So come, all you Phaeacian masters of the dance, now dance away, so our guest can tell his friends, when he reaches home, how far we excel the world in sailing, nimble footwork, dance and song. Go, someone, quickly, fetch Demodocus now his ringing lyre. It must be hanging somewhere in the palace." At the king's word, the herald sprang to his feet and ran to fetch the ringing lyre from the house. And stewards rose, nine in all, picked from the realm to set the stage for contests. Masters-at-arms who levelled the dancing floor to make a fine broad ring. The herald returned and placed the vibrant lyre now in Demodocus's hands, and the bard moved toward the centre, flanked by boys in the flush of youth, skilled dancers who stamped the ground with marvellous pulsing steps, as Odysseus gazed at their flying, flashing feet.